Years ago, I went to the Bomber Command Memorial that had just been opened in Green Park in London. Vanolia and I went there up to that time. There hadn't been any memorial for Bomber Command. And the memorial stands as a fitting tribute to the 55,573 Bomber Command crew who lost their lives during the Second World War. Bomber Command suffered the heaviest casualties of any British unit in the Second World War, with nearly half of its men lost. And as I stood there, I remembered a conversation I'd had with my dad, a bomber pilot who flew 39 operations, which was quite remarkable because a lot of them were killed a lot earlier on than that, during 1943 and 1944. And during the conversation, I asked him about his wartime experience, asked him about his flying and also his in prisoner of war camp for the last year of the war as well. And I remember him saying this. He said, "I knew we were fighting evil and that we were fighting for the freedom of our families, friends and country. I think few would dispute that the Nazi regime was indeed an evil one, especially when you read about the death camps, the concentration camps, and many, many atrocities." And it was remarkable when I got my dad to open up. He told of many miracles him and his crew had actually to survive. And I'll just share one with you this morning. I don't think I've shared this one. They were approaching Essen on a big bombing raid in 1943. And as they approached, he said there was a sea of flak from the anti-aircraft guns ahead of them. And one of those bits came into the cockpit, hit his navigator, Dougie, through the boot. And you probably know those boots were lined because it was freezing up there. And he said the whole thing just exploded. And he said with a little smile on his face, "When I looked at Dougie, he looked like a snowman. He was covered with all of this." But then he said, "I looked back at where we were flying to, and I thought, no one or nothing is going to get through that tonight." Then he describes in that moment as he prayed, and he didn't have the words for it, but he said, "It was this amazing peaceful feeling came over me." I mean, that's the peace of God coming into the cockpit. And they survived that mission, and many others did as well. And I've got numerous stories he told, which is miracles they survive. And if we look at the next one, Matt, I think we saw the one of my dad. My dad's the one in the middle, right there. That's his whole crew at Bryce Norton reunion in 1989. It's remarkable that they all survived. They all survived parachuting out of a burning aircraft, prisoner of war camp and everything. The rest did 38 operations. My dad did an extra one, 39, with a different crew. So it's quite remarkable, really. And each Remembrance Sunday, I think about my dad, many liked him, who made so many sacrifices that we can enjoy the freedom we have today. And of course, he lost a lot of his friends. Over half of a bomber crew lost their lives. And there are many that he flew with and many friends of his who didn't make it, who gave the ultimate sacrifice in their lives. And we remember that today, don't we? We remember the two world wars. We remember the more recent conflicts. We remember the Falklands War that Mike fought in, and different wars that have happened where people have fought, served, and sacrificed for our freedom. But there is one other we can also give thanks and remember. The one who sacrificed his life, Jesus Christ, that we might enjoy even greater freedom. The Bible tells us that Jesus loves us, and he gave his life for each one of us so that we might enjoy a freedom from death, the freedom from guilt, from slavery, from addiction, from fear. Jesus sets us free to know God, to live a life of love, to love God and to love others, and to experience change, transformation, so that we may live an abundant life, a intended for us to enjoy and experience. So let's, as we come and in a moment take communion, let's have hearts full of gratitude and thanksgiving for the one who won the greatest freedom for each one of us. And I'm going to invite Roz to come. She's going to lead us through communion now. So let's just come with humble hearts, grateful hearts, and hearts of thanksgiving.